This is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Centre in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Santana's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. Mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. I always in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. Okay. I always in the basement, mixing up the medicine.
Let's go.
I get jail jump bail, get jail jump bail, get jail jump bail. Join me if you fail. Mixing up the medicine, I mixing up the medicine. I always in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I get
Hey, good morning, CKLN listeners. It is August 26, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening here on 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. And here on a crisp Thursday morning, I just dropped by and just relayed my experiences to Natasha, the previous host, who's an absolutely lovely woman and full of energy and life and the exact kind of human beings that we need to see more of and that we need to be more of. Because it's that type of energy and that type of confidence to speak and to listen and to share and to put out a positive vibe that'll get us through any tough times we're headed for. And so I'm mixing up the medicine, trying to figure out, you know, what I should do with respect to beating the mind control here in Communist Canada. And it's not over. It's just that, you know, we're a lot of times we're referring to things, and then we're sort of accepting the shared opinion on those. Like we're like, hey, did you see that movie or that TV show? Do you remember that? Yeah, I do. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. You know, and that's a generational shift. Because I remember a few years ago, like, we used to have something to say or add on to that, or wouldn't it be cool if, or wouldn't it be funny if, or what about this, or this might be better. But now, through our social engineering, it's getting harder and harder for us to talk. And that's causing some issues. Now, I got to tell you that the establishment is doing this on purpose. On porpoise, as in like a mammal, like a dolphin. They're doing this on porpoise, and because they don't want us talking. They don't want us talking enough to know each other well, to trust each other well. Because ultimately, if we fix all these relationships and we trust each other more, then we will figure all this out. You know, it ain't nothing. You know, and it ain't like, you know, we can't be like, you know. Like, we're like a 6'5", like, teenager, and there's all these people that are kind of acting like mom, and going, hey, if you don't get a job, we're going to lose the house. And then they're like, so? So what? I'm just going to sit here. You're too bad. I can't hit you. You know, I can nag you a bit, you know, until you decide to wild out on me. So it's just hard to know what to do. But you can point this out. You can point out some solutions. And so I'm going to break down a few of those for you. But again, keep in mind how conversations have changed and if that change is for the better. And keep in mind the notion of music. This little clip from the Alex Jones show from the 24th where he's talking about iPhones and eye-dosing music and how even sunlight is now considered bad. But basically, in a nutshell, the New World Order is trying to make anything that can help us illegal and seem dangerous. And so the same way I get music like this by Yellow Wolf to get me going, and this last track with Joel Santana, the first one, Pop the Trunk Live, by, again, the artist Yellow Wolf. I don't co-sign all this stuff, but that's a great song. They're trying to take that away. Why? Because music is what gets us going. You know, you think about thousands of years ago, you know, where there's on about a thousand, 100 years ago, whatever, watch a movie about this stuff and just assume that's the way it might have been. And there's like, Yeah, the war, the clarion call of war. You know, where the sound would get everybody going. And yeah, it was to tell people, but it wasn't just a go. It was like a you know, that and the bagpipes, and there's all this sort of thing where music can get you in a good scrapping mood. So now the U.S. government and governments worldwide, as part of the system of globalization run by international banks and corporations, might be trying to take music away from us. So definitely use it while you got it, and use it to get you in the mood to stop crap like this from happening. This is Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show.
Also, Apple patent targets iPhone thieves, but jailbreakers too. What's a jailbreaker? Anyone that puts a program on the iPhone that's not authorized.
So now you can't mess with your own phone you bought.
My wife,
this is the first part of it. This is crazy, too.
iPhone won't jack into a certain type of broadband internet, so she's learned how to hook her iPhone into her iPad so that the iPad can do that. And PC World's reporting that Apple will just remotely break into your phone. That means they're surveilling what's on your phone. They admit they are. And that if they see you download a program that's not authorized, or if you jailbreak the iPhone or iPad, but in the case of cell phone service, the iPhone, to where you can get another cell phone service other than AT&T. You buy the phone, you go out, you break the software on it that doesn't let you get another phone service. You go out and get another phone service, Verizon or something else. They can come in and kill your phone or take it over or wipe your phone. So just more evidence of control on that front. Also, there's incredible new hype that I've become aware of, and Matt Ryan was trying to tell me about this a few weeks ago. They actually posted a blurb about it on Infowars.com. Then I happened to see a newscast covering it this morning, and they're like, your computer is delivering hardcore drugs. We need to have the police raid your home. If your children are listening to this type of music or flashing lights on your computer, and then it cuts to one of the old things I've seen for 15 years, where when you play audio on the web, it shows the swirling random patterns. And they said that's a hardcore drug, and they want to pass laws to ban it. And here's USA Today. Web delivers new worry for parents, digital drugs. And I did some research on it. It's total quackery. In fact, here's a big Australian newspaper. The eye drugs don't work. Internet drugs. Inexpensive digital drugs may sound a new alarm. And technically, there's some truth to this. It says they listen to this music and it uplifts them. It excites them. Well, what does Beethoven's Ninth Symphony do if that floats your boat? Certainly does mine. Or what does some AC/DC do with its high energy? They're now saying it's a drug and the government's coming. So we'll cover that, a bunch of economic news. I'll break it all down on the other side. It's just the news is getting crazier and crazier. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the simulcast of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, you are seeing the hardcore drugs. We are reportedly transmitting illegal drugs right now. It's techno music from the 1990s with some pulsing snowflake images. And this is reportedly hardcore drugs, and the government wants to pass laws to ban what you're listening to right now. Here is the news articles. Here's USA Today. Give me a document cam shot, man. It says, web delivers new worry for parents, digital drugs, USA Today. Here's another one, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Inexpensive digital drugs may sound a new alarm. And then an Australian news report, out of their technology section of stuff.co.nz, actually New Zealand. We got a bunch of mainstream articles telling the truth, saying the eye drugs don't work. Internet drugs. But we've got all these newscasts about how incredibly dangerous it is. Here's one. Eye dosing. Can you get high off of digital drugs? This is a total media government hoax. We've got all these newscasts with cops saying we've got to do something about this. It could lead to harder drugs. We've got to check your computers. Well, what do you think Wagner or Beethoven or the great classical composers do? I mean, when I was a child, my parents took me to many symphonies for the Dallas Symphony, and I remember being just rising up out of my chair, you know, the energy of it and the magic of it. The majesty of being at the Grand Canyon on Christmas Day when we were camping as a child and walking out and seeing the little birds jumping around in the snow and the cold wind and the sun rising. Crisp and delicious. It's a drug, a natural drug. We know beauty. We know what's good. When you go watch your football team win or your soccer team, it stimulates natural endorphins because at a tribal level, you feel like your tribe has won. And what is the government saying? They want to give everyone forced vaccines. They have over 100 of these that are now being tested and approved to, quote, stop anxiety, stop emotion, stop stress. They want to put lithium in the water so you don't have anxiety. Anxiety is part of life. Are you eating a healthy diet? You drinking too much coffee? You know, they don't tell people don't give your kids soft drinks full of caffeine if they're hyper. Don't give them all these different dyes that admittedly are like amphetamines. No, no, no. Their answer is if your kid's hyper, put them on speed, Adderall or Ritalin to burn out their brain. Over time, it will burn them out and they will be relaxed. Oh, you're a little depressed. Let's give you fluorine-based Prozac that admittedly massively increases mental illness and suicide. So let's play this music again. This is one of the most popular videos concerning, you know, these eye drugs. And there's hundreds and hundreds of these on YouTube. And it's techno. I mean, I can't tell you in college how many clubs I went to. And yeah, you're jumping around. You're having a good time. And there's some truth to the flashing lights that the government admits that you go into a type of lower brain pattern, very suggestible subconsciously, associated with sleep or daydreaming, so they can program you when you're watching the flicker rate of television sets. So in a way, there's some truth to this. Music is highly suggestible. That's why the Pentagon promotes hardcore heavy metal music and other things for the tank drivers and frontline combat troops. They've had PBS specials about that because it gets them fired up. That's why football teams in the locker room before the game and during halftime will play high energy music. It's why they play exciting music during the breaks at sporting events to keep people all amped up. But the government is now saying this is a drug. Anything that can hype you up. And some people, it's George Strait. Some people, it's classical. Some people, it's rock and roll. People like myself, I mean, if it's good music, I like it all. But I particularly like classical. And so there's a small kernel of truth, but it's not a drug. It's inducing your body to produce endorphins because your soul, your intellect, the hard wiring of your electrochemical computer, the oil-based computer, that's what your brain is. It's over 70% water, but of the 25% or so that's solid, most of it is cholesterol. That's why they actually tell people that have seizures and epileptic problems to eat a high-fat diet, because it's been shown in many studies for over 50 years to stabilize the brain. But they won't tell people that now. They tell them, let's give you some hardcore drugs so you won't have these seizures, when a lot of times a high-fat diet of the proper types of fat will help you. I mean, now is eating fat a drug because it increases brain activity, it increases connectivity, it increases the overall power of your mind? Fat? Especially things like fish oil. Notice they're trying to make everything illegal that is empowering the people. And I think that, you know, techno-type music is nothing but empowering. It's high energy. It's pulsating. A lot of times I'll be up here late at night and we're exhausted. And I'll say, hey, let's turn on some rock and roll. Let's turn on some classical. Let's turn on some techno and, put on some headphones and go walk around in the parking lot, to get us jazzed back up so we can finish our work and keep our brains focused. Is that drugs? Am I on drugs? You better believe I'm on drugs. When I go in there and drink that coffee, that's a hardcore drug. But it's because it's a chemical going in, caffeine, and other things in the oils that are in coffee that also have an effect. It's not just the caffeine. But is listening to music a drug? Does the government need to get involved now? Cass Sunstein 2 years ago said that if you criticize and say man-made global warming isn't real, anthropogenic global warming, that you should be fined, fined, or maybe even arrested. And that blogs should be taxed. And now Philadelphia has launched a $300 tax on all free speech on the internet. You want to have your own personal blog on Blogspot? You got to pay them money. Well, here's The Guardian reporting on something that's been known for over 100 years. They've got studies for over 70 years in Scandinavia, where for several months out of the year, it's totally dark and the suicides go way up. They learned decades and decades and decades ago to have artificial sun lamps in the working areas and in the homes and to paint the walls white because your eyes are an extension of the brain. When you're gestating in your mother, at a certain point, I think it's about a month in on average, the eyes grow out of the brain. So the eyes are the window to the brain, to the soul, and they need sunlight. They need to see sunlight for dopamine levels and other natural chemicals in the brain. So sunlight is a drug. And what does Cass Sunstein say? He says it is a conspiracy theory to say that humans need any sunlight and we should stop people from getting sunlight. He's a eugenicist. Okay? He doesn't want you healthy and happy. And people say, well, I don't want to get a bunch of sun because I'll look old. Folks, you're meant to get old. You are meant to have your skin get old, but by your skin burning, it gives you all of the different hormone releases, not just the vitamin D production, that your entire body needs, and it keeps your organs young. It massively decreases cancer in thousands of studies over the last 100 years. They had these studies in 1908, 1910, 1920s, but here's a whole new group of studies. MS and arthritis, multiple sclerosis and arthritis may be linked to lack of sun, scientists say. Vitamin D found to exert an influence over genes associated with certain diseases more common in northern hemisphere. Well, there's also the studies on cancer. You actually get higher rates of cancer when you get no sun, the studies show, than if you get a lot of sun. But it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't. The optimum, and they have different statistics depending on your skin type, but you can look at the different studies, they vary, but someone who's a Northern European needs off and on about an hour of direct sunlight a week. Someone who has darker skin, who's more equatorial, may need upwards of 10 hours a week. I mean, you're supposed to have black skin if you got black skin. You're designed for that. For your area of the world, if you've got brown skin, you're designed as you go higher up. If you've got white skin, scientists have known for decades why people in northern hemisphere have blue eyes. It's because they allow more light in. People with blue eyes on average are more light sensitive. They have better night vision because your eyes are designed to suck in that light, to get that light. That if you have dark eyes, it's because you come from a more equatorial area and it's designed to block it out. We're beautifully designed creatures. But here's Cass Sunstein saying, I don't care if there's 1,000 studies with top scientists saying this stops cancer, it stops depression, it stops everything. They've got all these double-blind studies where they find St. John's wort is many times better for you to stop depression than Prozac, and that Prozac actually makes you depressed. But sunlight and exercise is even better. If I'm bummed out and tired and feel like crud and have been sick or whatever, I just go out, even if it's the winter. And I, even if it's, 40 degrees, and I'll just get my underwear in the backyard and just lay there for an hour shivering, and I just feel completely energized by the sun. Just like you're a plant, ladies and gentlemen, you need it. You need it. You need the sun. You don't need to be burned. If you get too much, you'll get skin cancer. But if you don't get any, your body shuts down.
Right about now.
CKLN listeners. Hopefully you enjoyed AJ breaking down a bit more of how the government's trying to kill us. And he does that a lot. He's good at that. And they're doing it incrementally in a majillion ways. And I'm still trying to figure out what to do about it. I've written plans for years, and everyone likes them, and the plans are cool. But at the same time, there's just some sort of block on us. And I was interviewed by Dan Dix, Brian Law, and Steve Davies from PressForTruth.ca yesterday. Kind enough to hang with me for an hour and document some of my thoughts on the G20 summit for a new film PressForTruth.ca is working on. So we chilled out at a park near Front and Spadina, near Casa de Dix. They asked me a couple of questions like that in terms of what we can do. So I broke down a bunch of solutions, including ones that we all know work, ones that we've seen before, like postering, flyering, burning DVDs, ones that have got us to this point now. And there was an assumption on the part of many of us that as things got more serious, people would get more serious about this. But there's something that's stopping us, and not one thing, actually. Our entire culture is devoted to stopping us from doing this. And that's why you have sedatives in the water supply. That's why you have bizarre news reports coming out saying the sun's bad for you. Saw that in the Toronto Star a couple weeks ago. And just blew my mind. Like, what? And, like AJ says, the sun's great for you. And I know personally that I haven't eaten that healthy. I'm not horribly unhealthy about it, but I'm just not particular. I don't eat that much when I'm kind of in a good grind mode, and yet I do walk a lot, and I have a feeling walking, it helps you collect your thoughts and helps you. It's good exercise and helps you observe things, but you also get sunlight. Assuming you're walking during the day, you also get sunlight, and sunlight and vitamin D can help boost your immune system. So whatever the hell is going on with you, you can fight that off better, regardless of what it is. Because, a lot of people don't know this because the medical industry doesn't work this way, but medical industry has a one-size-fits-all approach to drugs, where they say this drug cures this, no matter who has it. But there are other naturalists and medical doctors who've decided to leave the system that wasn't serving the interests of the patients or themselves when they wanted to serve the interests of their patients, have pointed out that different conditions affect our bodies differently, and that the current medical orthodoxy is symptoms based. You go to a doctor, you got 5 minutes there after you're in the waiting room, if you're lucky, maybe two. He pokes and prods at you. He gets a general idea what your symptoms are, and then he prescribes something to help that. But it's not often that they actually find, the actual wriggly little virus or whatever. They just say, you got this, you got that, sounds like this. And so, here's this drug. But I was working with Dr. Andrew Molden a few years ago, an expert on vaccines. And he was running for MP in North Bay in October 2008. And I helped campaign for him. And he was also working with a bunch of doctors that were creating cures that were individually designed for your body. So if you have cancer, or you have diabetes, or you have whatever, and it's affecting you in specific ways where you're deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, and you need certain things to boost certain parts of your body being attacked by this, they tailor-made solutions of like 60, herbs and spices, like the Colonel at KFC. But no, 60 herbs and vitamins and nutrients and minerals, and they tailor that concoction to fit how your ailment was affecting you. Now, a lot of us, don't need to do that, but we do need to get, generally healthier when it comes to these things. And so that's on the physical level. And as Jones mentioned about not being able to mess with your own iPhone, even though you bought an iPhone, Apple's tracking you and making sure you don't, customize it, even though you bought it. And there aren't many products like that. I've heard with something like a Bentley, you're not allowed to trick it out and act all silly with it because it's bad for the Bentley brand. But you know, with your iPhone, you know what's next? You can't change it. You can't add to it. You can't do whatever. You know, this is a little bit silly. And then, of course, the eye dosing with respect to the music. There's more on that in a clip I might play later. Because there are news reports saying, you know, this music can do that to you. And I'm just saying that this is an admission by the government of how powerful music is. And so, you know, when I talk to people, and they're not that into music. They're not excited about it. When I go to their houses, they're not playing music. The TV is usually on. And you can tell what this is doing to us. You know, if you're hanging out with your friends and the TV's on, you're not hanging out with your friends. You and your friends are hanging out with the TV. Because that's what ends up happening. You know, nobody's talking. The little thing distracts us. It's flickering. And they've done studies. And they, you know, the first time you see a TV ever, you got like, you know, 5 minutes where you can take your eyes off it. You know, you float around the room. You know, you can check out the time. You can look at other things. You know, you can engage in normal conversation. But after 5 minutes, you're pretty much sucked into the flickering ELF radiation and designed to put you in a hypnotic state and make it easier to program. And that's the first time you see TV. After you've seen TV a couple of times, within 30 seconds, your mind locks into TV. So, I used to be a lot more social. I'm a social guy. I've just been, you know, taking a look at the social experiment for the last couple of years. But I used to be a real social guy, and I used to throw parties, or I used to have friends over my house, and I still do on occasion. But we play music, and I play music because sometimes, you know, when you just hang with people and there's no music, people aren't as confident in what they want to say, what they want to hear, and they're not, you know. And I talk a lot. You know, for those of you listening to this show, you know I talk a lot. But I don't have to talk a lot. I can talk a little, but even my little seems to be a lot. Like if I'm trying to explain something, and if it's heavy, if it's whatever, you know, or if it's not heavy in the sense of being bad, but heavy in the sense of being like a complicated thought I'm trying to share. You know, that can help shut people down. So what gives people confidence? What still gives people confidence today and energy is music. Because you'll get in a better headspace. You know, you might think, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend. And she always working. She a little PowerPoint queen or whatever, doing some marketing stuff for her thing. And I'm at her place chilling. And she used to sit on a couch, laptop in front of her. And she used to have the TV on sometimes. And I warned her about doing that, you know. So then she switched to, you know, music on the TV. You know, one of the music channels. And she said that helped, you know. And I told her why. I said that, you don't understand, while you're focused on something else, the TV is torturing you. It's torturing you. And if you don't know that, and if you don't handle that, then you're just not going to know why you're miserable later. Yeah, you got all your work done, but you're not in a good mood, you know, and you're wasting your time. There's so much incredible music out there to listen to, and that's what amazes me. In an age of free downloads, you know, you could find music from the last 100 years, and you could go, you know, to some old Muddy Waters stuff from back in the 1910s or 20s and just, you know, hear a guy with a little, you know, banjo of a guitar, you know, just breaking down some sad tall tales from back then, and that could get you going. You could break down some jazz. Have one of these crazy mofos, Miles Davis, Coltrane, you know, take you on a trip. Classical music, you know, electronic music, hip hop music, rock music, and I'm talking about for the last 100 years, the music that we're getting today. At this stage of, you know, the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment's plans to dominate our culture is in many ways dangerous. They're killing black people with aggression, and they're killing white people with depression. And I got to sit here and I got to watch this, and it's just like, this is insane. And so you got to get something going on that music is your energy for. And I would recommend sharing information about the New World Order so they don't, you know, dehumanize, dumb down, rob, and murder us. Because I can see the process happening incrementally right now. And of course, I'm not happy about it. And I'm hoping none of you are happy about it, too. But instead of just being unhappy about it, how do you get happy about it? How do you get happy about a horrible situation like this? Because you know, you might think it's not possible. You might think, no, they're bad, and I've got to think they're bad, and that's it. But no, there are ways to get happy about it by stopping the attacks on you. And so, you know, I'd like to take you to a clip in a sec, again from Alex Jones with respect to what women talk about. Because I know women talk, and I know women normalize complaining a lot, and it's dangerous when you just normalize complaining, and you're just like, oh my god, this, oh my god, that, oh my god, this, oh my god, that. That's all craziness, you know. Because there are things you can do to stop some of that complaining, and one of them is dealing with the fluoride issue and how it affects your thyroid and your mood and a number of other health issues. And naturalnews.com or naturalnews.tv, there you can find it, naturalnews.com, has a great 8-minute video on makeup and how bad makeup is for you. You know, because a lot of women don't even know that their favorite color of makeup is actually poisonous. So there's a number of things that are affecting your mood. And while, you know, we can be socially engineered to normalize complaining, we can also figure out how to stop. So I'm going to let AJ break this down for a couple minutes so you folks can get hip to it and get someone else hip to it too.
All I hear women talking about is, yeah, I'm 25 years old, and the doctor says I've got an 80-year-old thyroid, and no matter, you know, but he's giving me hormones to help. Fluoride savages your thyroid, women. Bisphenol A savages your thyroid. Honey, you're not supposed to be fat on the small diet you're eating. You're not supposed to have your hair falling out at 25, honey. Most of the women I know above the age of 35 are having their hair start to fall out. It's epidemic. It's epidemic. And do the doctors say don't eat bisphenol A? Don't eat stuff and drink liquids and out of bisphenol A that lines all the cans, most of the bottles? Do they tell you when you microwave it? But, oh, it hyperfeminizes and then accelerates the aging of women. Men, it makes us effeminate, and it makes us passive and reduces our fertility. Testicular cancer, off the charts. Prostate cancer, off the charts. These are the hormonal glands that are being bombarded with this stuff. So, the government says they're worried about techno music and they need to ban it. But they're not worried about fluoride. They think they want to make you drink it and other chemicals and bisphenol A. And at least in China, they get mad at one-year-olds growing breasts, three-year-olds having periods. Not here. Go to the doctor. Hey, my three-year-old's having a period. We'll give her some hormones to block that and screw her all up. Thanks, Doc. Thanks a lot. My daughter's going to die of cancer in a few years. Thank you. Thank you for murdering her. By the way, I went to Target this weekend with my wife to buy some pots and pans, and we noticed that almost all of the Tupperware is now glass because people are now aware of the fact that bisphenol A is deadly. So your purchases are making them convert almost completely over to glass. If you start demanding that from other manufacturers, we can beat this together with our purchases. But here's an example. I've asked the folks here to buy paper cups for coffee, and they usually have it. But I'm so weak-minded that when they do buy bisphenol A laced cups, and I pour hot coffee into it and it leaches, I still come in and drink the poison like Romans lining their wine jugs with lead. I bought a vitamin water that's got bisphenol A reportedly in the plastic and drank it when I was getting gas this morning, because I was thirsty. I'm weak-minded. None of us are perfect. This stuff is laid everywhere for us. But at least keep your children away from this stuff, okay? I'm not perfect. People say, well, why did you just admit you're drinking out of bisphenol A, you idiot? I'm pointing out how I can't stay conscious of this. But you know what? For my children, for when they go to school, they're homeschooled, but they go to an academy that's 2 days a week, for homeschoolers, we have glassware for them. At least I'm doing that. There's no plastic that my children drink out of. those little paper juice boxes lined with bisphenol A. You've got to do it, or it's going to screw up your sons and screw up your daughters. So at least I'm doing that for my children, and I'm trying to train myself to not ever eat fast food, to not ever eat processed foods, to not drink out of these poisons.
And that's right, folks. We can train ourselves not to do that. And I recall being at a tennis court in Milton a couple of years ago, and I lived with my folks for a couple months. And young brown dude approached me and said, "Hey, why are you drinking out of a glass bottle?" And I was like, "Oh, because, you know, plastic leaks xenoestrogen, bisphenol A." And so I bring this big glass Crown Royal bottle to the court with me in my tennis bag, so I have enough water to drink. And he's like, "Oh, where'd you learn that?" And I was like, "Oh, Infowars.com." He goes, "Ah, dude, I know Infowars. It's so amazing." And so, you know, we advanced our relationship on those lines. And essentially, we're all problem solvers for each other. You know, either we are or we aren't. You know, that's something we got to decide. But we could be, because we have enough information to help each other out. And that can make you a more valued and valuable human being. Now, you might feel like you shouldn't share this stuff because, you know, it makes people unhappy. But that's the bigger picture. The smaller picture is the opposite, where you can say, "Hey, you know, here's a little decision you can make." And if they say, you know, everything's bad for you, then just, what do you do? You say, "Well, okay." Do you want to die? Anyway, it's silly to me. The propaganda is silly to me, because it's propaganda. It's crap. It's not real. These aren't things that we should take seriously. You know, it's not healthy to take this crap seriously. Ultimately, our maturity level as a culture is going to be based on how well we handle these issues. You know, our immaturity level, you know, and I'm not the most mature guy. I just happen to be one of the people that's able to do, you know, this in a fairly serious way and still be goofy and still not be serious enough about it. You might say, "Oh man, you show this, or you're so-and-so that, or you should do this, or you should do that, or the mayor campaigned this." But I'm trying to figure out, and I wrote down 70 different ideas yesterday at Ye Olde Second Cup, trying to hit this from every single angle. You know, things like, hey, all you hip hop kiddies out there, you know, instead of like just making the industry standard BS, and then hoping to get a record deal when it's the same crap as always, I bust guns, I deal drugs, and I treat girls badly. Instead of that sort of thing, why not make a mixtape for your hood, for your neighborhood? You know, do it for the Junction, do it for Regent Park, do it for Scarlet World, do it for Saga, do it for wherever. And get people around you hip to what's going on. And get them to thank you for that. And get them to support you. And give yourself a chance to flex your creative muscles, so that when you do decide to take another crack at the industry again, you can feed the industry standard, eight thugging songs, one for the ladies, one for the club, and then one that shows you're serious, and then there's your 11, 12 track album. When you try and pull that crap again, it'll be better crap, because you'll have more. You'll bring more to it. And every artist that brings more to it sells and gets supported and put on. And I know myself as an artist, you know, I never made music for any sort of specific group of people. You know, I wasn't trying to impress fake thugs with the way that I fake thug. You know, I was trying to impress humans with the way that I feel and understand and can interpret, you know, the world and different issues and relationships and so on. And so, you know, I'm in Hamilton at a little Dub Poet event, and there's like, 30, 40 middle-aged white people there. And I'm get up and I'm rapping because my man Clyde Brooks, told me to come through. And a few of these people just got up in their chairs and started dancing. you know, the beat's funky, but I'm a pretty engaging performer. And I bring that up now, you know, a couple of years later, just because it shows how you can transcend, you know, stereotypes, and you can reach a bigger market if you actually try and talk to people and not just tell them you're better than them and they're scum and nobody's as good as you and that sort of crap, but actually try and, you know, break something down for them to make it easier for them to understand and appreciate. And or at least they'll appreciate the way you're coming at it. So, you know, that's something that a bunch of people can do is that try and make some, you know, make some stuff for your neighborhood. If you don't feel like postering or flyering or burning DVDs, do something else for your hood. Because quite frankly, you know, we need to take control of where we live locally. We need to get to know each other better where we live locally. You know, we need to make sure we can support each other when it comes to, you know, removing, you know, the giant G20 cameras that are still there. The big ones put up by, you know, I guess you can say the cops, but whoever the hell put them up. You know, there are a million things happening around us. And if you want your hood to support you, you got to do something for your hood. Now, doing something for your hood isn't talking about how much crack you deal and how much guns you bust and how tough you are and how everybody else sucks except for you and how you treat women like crap. Like, that's just not, your hood is just not going to put you on for that. In the industry, they might, but they probably won't put you on. You know, they're trying to promote a culture where we all do this and we all talk about this, so we destroy the culture when it comes to hip hop. And there's versions of this in every other culture as well. And so, you know, that's on that. There's a number of different things, but I do have a Metro here with me. And on the cover of this Metro, top right hand corner, Peyton won't dwell on past sports on page 56. And so there's Peyton Manning from the Indiana Colts, top right hand corner, giving a thumbs up. All right, that's for the fellas. And, well, this is also for the fellas, I suppose, but also for the ladies. The secret's out. Lingerie line lands in Toronto. Supermodels. Everyone's a supermodel these days. Erin Heatherton, Adriana Lima, and Chanel Iman were in town yesterday to launch the newest Victoria's Secret store in Canada at the Yorkdale Shopping Center. The store opens to the public today, with Lima on hand to sign autographs from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., more coverage, see page 43. And so you can see that Yorkdale's opened the first one. There's another giant Victoria's Secret opening up at the Eaton Center. And ladies, this is for you. Victoria's Secret angels flock to Toronto for lingerie launch. Models Erin Heatherton, Adriana Lima, and Chanel Iman attend the Victoria's Secret launch. Here it is again. And it's them blowing kisses to the camera. Plans for four more stores in Canada by year end. And this is what you're supposed to be all excited about and go all crazy about. And again, in the ladies section of the Metro here, fall fashion forecast. And there's a bunch of, new, old looks for fall, because it's the same crap. You know, it's the same crap. They just try and catch you off guard. It's like, uh-oh, are skirts above the knee or below the knee? Above the knee or below the knee? This year, they're above the knee. Don't! I got to hem all my below-the-knee ones. But I got to keep that hem part in case that below-the-knee comes back in style. And overnight success? Nope. He's living the dream, but it doesn't happen as quick as some think. Designer Prabal Gurung is finally tasting the fruits of his labor. For 10 years, I've paid my dues, but everything has just now fallen into place, says this designer. Funky new shoes, TV babies, anytime, anywhere, exact. There's a little photo exact camera you can get here that I guess is part of the Victoria's Secret launch to take pretty pictures yourself and post them online for people to make fun of. Banker budget, two trendy aviator jackets for the fall. One of them is $252. The other one is $3,595. And so on and so forth. Surviving the fall changes. The lack of humidity in the air can cause problems for your skin, hair, and makeup. Freshen up your look on page 45 of the Metro. Again, this is the section that controls the way you think, because this is the news for you if you are a female out there. And you know that. You know where you're supposed to pay attention to. There's certain information that's designed to appeal to both of us. and guys get the sports. And then there's just other random crap in the Metro. Can 41 lift up 23? This is again on the cover. So on the cover, there's Peyton Manning, Victoria's Secret models, Gulf Seafood on the rebound. Is oil spill no longer a concern? With a question mark. So if they got that wrong later and a bunch of people die, they can have some sort of plausible deniability. Rapid regional growth leading to low voter turnout, says Ajax official. Some 41 band members are among a host of hometown celebrities helping to tackle voter apathy in Ajax and YouTube video encouraging residents to vote in October's municipal election. And so that's happening in Ajax. That's Ajax, not even Toronto. This is a Metro paper. Jack Layton endorses Joe Pantalone in the race. NDP leader lauds deputy mayor's transit advocacy work as Toronto street advocate to get more than 100,000 planted per year. Again, none of this dealing with the bisphenol A. None of this dealing with, you know, our loss of sovereignty. None of this dealing with taxes going up. None of this dealing with, you know, the government spending way too much money on trying to brainwash us with, you know, ads for, you know, how to hang out in the sun. You know, they say use sunscreen. A lot of sunscreen's deadly too. It's full of aluminum, and so it can cause cancer. So be careful with the sunscreen you buy if you even want to use it at all. But yeah, so the NDP leader is lying at the Toronto tree app, and people will fight with you. People will fight. Don't you think planting trees is good? People will fight. No, if the media gives them something to defend, people will fight with you, as opposed to understanding the bigger picture. So we got to get people hip to this instead of just making this about, you know, because now you'll have like, you know, 70% of people saying, I think it's great that Layton endorsed Pantalone. We need more trees. And you'll have 30% going, you know, there might be more important things to ask for in this mayor race. But it's turning into a giant joke. So I'm looking forward to breaking all this down for whatever end. At the end of the day, if people just find these explanations interesting, you know, either here on the radio or anywhere else, it won't matter. Nothing will matter. I'm even thinking of giving up the show. Just because I can't tell what I don't get any emails, and you know, about this, I can't tell what people are doing. You know, I can tell that generally speaking, I'm reasonably accepted and liked by our culture, as far as I know, and so that's good. But you know, I can't tell if this is actually working in terms of, you know, is it going to get people moving on these issues? Is it getting people talking? So send me an email at blackkrishna@gmail.com. Otherwise, you know, I'm easy. I don't need to. You can be entertained by if this is the same as an episode of South Park. South Park's funnier. So go ahead, watch that. Ford ordered to repay donations. Merrill front runner Rob Ford's ordered to repay thousands of dollars in donations he solicited improperly for his football charity. And so they're taking Ford out of the game slowly. Although this is where the big dialectic comes in. The Sun is attacking Smitherman I hate that instrumental. Actually, I think I hate this one too. This one I like though. So the Sun is choosing Ford and attacking Smitherman, and the Star is choosing Smitherman and attacking Ford, and you're going to see us the attempts to trap us in this dialectic. When again, at this point, ask anybody what any of these people wants to do or what any of them has done in their careers. And you'll get bits of fluff and then nothing. Because that, it's, just, go ahead. Go ahead. This race has been going on for a while now, but this is an example of the mind control that they have us under, where we can think people are important and are valuable, even though they don't say anything important or valuable, especially when they're asking for our vote. You know, if you're just who you are, then whatever. But if you're asking for a vote, then, you know, it should be incumbent upon you to do a bit more than that. Google email users get vocal, man charged in mail thefts, a new lease on life as Lee's Palace gets a little facelift. It's a club here in downtown Toronto in the Annex. Great little spot, historic venue. And this is, again, I'm on page 6 of the Metro. Tests show the after effects of stereotyping. Series of studies conducted over 2 years looked into a range of prejudice, including gender, race, and age. The implication is that these kinds of subtle reminders about your group, maybe you're being judged slightly differently, can have negative effects. Two groups of women are asked to write a math test. One group is supported by a positive atmosphere. The other is told the test will determine whether they are smart in math, conjuring up the stereotype that when it comes to math, men are smarter than women. As expected, the stereotype group did worse than the supported one. And on and on. So this shows how expectations of people are what define them. And I got to be careful on this show saying, screw this, I give up, you know, and people aren't going to, but I also know that the opposite of this, blowing smoke up people's butts, isn't good. Look, instead of getting, you know, like if you're like 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, then your parents are the world, and everything that they say, you know, is, you know, has a massive effect on you. But once you're like 8, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14, you know, you start to be able to reject that a bit more, or define it, or accept it, or look to other sources for inspiration. And so if you're over the age of 12 or 13, then, you know, you shouldn't be able to let me or anybody else take you out of the game, or conversely, which I've seen happen, use the excuse of what somebody said to take you out of the game. Because, you know, that's what happens, is that people will go, oh, you know what? I didn't like him, so screw it. Well, screw you, because that's what you're doing. You know, if you're disempowered by something that someone else says, that's you. That's on you. That's your fault. You know, because there's no reason to do that. You know, we can't be scared of what anyone says if we got a brain. If it's stupid, laugh at it. If it's smart, use it. That's it. You know, if they're coming at you from a weak perspective because they're all frustrated and pissy, then piss on them. It's that simple. Or laugh at them. But there's a couple of interesting articles here I'd like to break down for you as well. Outside of the Metro, Facebook devolves into dark web of anonymous hate speech. And Mike Adams from naturalnews.com says, you know, there were the humble beginnings of television and so on. The age of the internet has here, and this is Facebook. What has emerged from Facebook and other social networks has not been the thoughtful, reasoned discussions and contributions we might idealistically hope to see. Rather, Facebook has, for reasons you'll soon see, brought out the worst in many people, devolving into a tangled web of anonymous hate speech directed to anything and everything within reach. Hence the new nickname for Facebook, Hatebook. And again, there are thousands of government agents working for CENTCOM and other organizations that are out there to manipulate us, especially online. And when you see a whole bunch of people that know all this crazy bad stuff is going on, and all they do is fart out, you know, a half a dozen words on a YouTube video, or spout some, you know, self-righteous garbage on a message board or on a listserv, you can see, you know, how we've been taken out this way. You know, what's happened to us. Because these people could be using their skills for a much more productive purpose, to warn other people, inform the uninformed, and get some positive feedback out of that. But instead, what ends up happening in these little social subcultures is there's a bunch of snitchy nitpicking going on. And so Mike Adams has more on this. There's reasonable criticism and mindless hate. And there's a ton of haters out there. But again, for every dark cloud, there's bright things going on and good things going on. Even for the Victoria's Secret and all the feminine and mindless feminine socialization, there's former extremely curvy and extremely bizarrely hot proportioned model Angel Lola Love, who's now switched to her name Lola Monroe, and she's released 4 mixtapes, and she's talking about being a good businesswoman when it comes to this game, using modeling as a jump off for other goals. And so, you know, we all have to work here. We all have to be in this culture. So, you know, if the only avenue you're being given is this type of avenue for success, fine. Have another avenue you can use your success in, this avenue of being young and pretty and fun. You know, have something else that you're aiming for besides that. As, you know, Lola Monroe has said, or Angel Monroe, whatever her name is. And as model Melissa Ford has said, you know, and many others have said, they say, look, modeling and this whole culture of being sold is not the end all and be all. And to be asked to be either photographed for male pleasure, or to be to dream of being an accessory in a video, you know, mostly you know, in videos, you know, that are for songs about treating women like crap, is part of your psychological destruction and indoctrination. So, you know, got to keep an eye out for that. You know, and frankly, out there, and there's naturalnews.com here, the Truth About Gardasil website documents young girls who died from HPV vaccine. Truthaboutgardasil.org. Again, courtesy of naturalnews.com. And there have been hundreds of cases of paralysis, and there have been news stories on this and on and on and on. So go to truthaboutgardasil.org for a bit more on that issue. And if you have taken Gardasil, if you have done any of these things, fine. It's a non-issue. But, you know, there are ways you can detox. Dr. Russell Blaylock has excellent ways for you to detox from the effects of vaccinations. And there's a number of things. Again, at naturalnews.com, you can find this stuff out, and then you can subtly slip your friends some of these ideas. But we are getting from our culture, and I keep going back and forth, because, again, there's hardcore info, and then there's, you know, how we're socialized to avoid it. On the cover of the Exclaim magazine, a magazine I've always been very suspicious of, because Mr. Bill Watson's here, and I've got to go open the door for him, I think. But I've always been very, very suspicious of Exclaim magazine because of what they do when it comes to promoting certain bands and ignoring, you know, the truth, including bands that celebrate a lot of death. But before Mr. Watson comes in here, I'm going to get you a bit of power, courtesy of Kanye West performing live, so you can feel your own, and then we'll wrap up the show. So give me just a minute.
I'm living in a 21st century, doing something mean to it, doing better than anybody ever seen. Do it, scream from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero needs his theme music. Don't want me to have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody we rolling. Huh? Everybody we rolling.
That's right. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody. We rolling. And I am rolling out of here in just a minute. So what are my recommendations out there? Well, use music while you have it before the government makes it illegal. Pass on naturalnews.com. Check out Infowars.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And don't be afraid to think differently about issues and to share that, because it's what the game's been missing. And it's what we're missing right now. You know, we're having a lot of truncated conversations, and we're boring each other, and we know it. We're not stupid. We're just lazy about not getting stupid, you know. So, you know, instead of just going along with this, try and transcend that so that other people can appreciate you more, and you can appreciate what you're capable of more. This builds off each other. An object in motion stays in motion. An object at rest stays at rest. And so if you're at rest on these issues, you may stay there. But if you start moving, then you'll feel better. And if you start moving, you'll start moving better, and other people appreciate that. So VigilantCitizen.com, great place to check out how our celebrity culture is controlled. And locally, press FORTruth.ca. New film, United We Fall, available on DVD. Great analysis of our culture and the North American Union that's been created and how that's affecting us. Locally, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, having a meetup again this Saturday. ConspiracyCulture.com, book and DVD store at Queen and Roncesvalles. And the Toronto Street newspaper out there, CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org. Many, many, many great groups and sites. But you know what? That's just to get hip. You know, the best thing you can do for the people you know right now is to help prevent them from turning into worse people for their sakes and for yours. So don't be afraid to do that by breaking down all aspects of the game and having the confidence that you can. You know, when we know there's BS out there and our BS detectors don't go off, well, that's BS. So get a little pissed about this. Get a little angry. Laugh at it. You know, help someone else laugh at it. And that's one among the best ways to counter it. I'm out of here, folks. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to feel your power, because that's all this is. If you feel your power, then you won't be afraid to say what you think, and then you won't be afraid to think. And hey, no one man should have all that power. I shouldn't. You shouldn't. So whatever power we have, let's use it to help empower each other. And that'll do. Out of here, folks. Mr. Bill Watson, Monsignor Watsoni's up next with 4 hours of jazz and a jazz bungee experience you will not forget. Please enjoy yourselves. Have a great weekend. Take care and peace out.
Power go.